The Paleozoic era, which followed the Precambrian, is divided into five periods, of which the first is known as the Cambrian. The Cambrian Earth map on the showcase depicts the present-day location of the European continent, and Finland is marked in dark blue. You will find these maps on our journey through the geological periods. At the end of the Precambrian period, multicellular organisms developed alongside single-celled ones when eukaryotic cells formed groups. The development of multicellular organisms created a basis for sexual reproduction that enabled the recombination of genetic material. The variability of organisms increased explosively, as genes inherited from parents were mixed in totally new ways in the following generations. The fossils of the so-called Burgess Shale, found from Canada's Rocky Mountains, are especially famous for their peculiarity. We have reconstructed some animals from the Burgess Shale into the left of the showcase. Here you can see the five-eyed silvery opabinia that had a long snout with stinger-like forceps. The 5-centimeter-long picaya has also been found from the Burgess Shale. It is the first known chordate, perhaps also our ancestor. The most common fossil findings from the Cambrian period were trilobites, which are an extinct class of arthropods. The trilobite fossil, sample number 3, on the right side in the showcase, is approximately 450 million years old, and it was found in Kohtla, Estonia. An external skeleton protected the backside of the trilobite, and the front was covered by a soft membrane, which had successive pairs of limbs attached to it. Although trilobite fossils are quite common, ones that are in good condition are very rare.